No, he's a showman. And I just give him the glitz so he can become that showman he wants to be. I'm the seamstress, I guess. Been doing it now for, 22, 23 years. Mike announced that he needed a seamstress for the band uniforms, that the hems need to be raised and lowered. The following spring he came to me and he said, well, he needed a new sequence vest or jacket or something. I said, oh, wait a minute, no, I've never worked with sequins. I don't know if I can do it. And he said, oh, nuts, you can do it, you know. It was very nerve-wracking. And he says, well, this looked good. This is what I want. He says, I've got some ideas, you know, for some more. It's just amazing. I mean, I can't believe it that I made that, and somebody and everybody's seeing this, you know, and it's got to be shiny. The glitzier, the better. I usually have my picture taken with them. It's kind of neat to incorporate another color for a change, because it gets, you know, you got to stop and think and be ingenious and as to, you know, just working with the two colors and come up with something different every year. I basically work with the same pattern. It's just, you know, just the different embellishments, the different fabrics, the different colors and stuff. The hardest part is sometimes is finding the fabrics he wants or the embellishments we talk about that he wants. I wait for it every year. In the summertime, he likes to go to Las Vegas. And so then he gets ideas from there too, because, you know, trying to think up new things every time when you're only working with two colors is hard. And either he brings a program back or he takes a picture of it. This year, he wanted glass cubes and squares on it. He went to a show that had the impersonators of different well-known singers, and one of them was Elvis Presley. This is the item right here, this outfit here. Of course, I can't use yellow because it's not the Badger color, so I'm going to do it white on white. This takes time. I'm still going to take the sequins out of the seam allowances, because if I don't, when I try to sew this together now, I'll be breaking needles. For months later, I'll find sequins all over the house. Then I permanently sew the seams up, and then I sit there for hours on end and one by one sew the sequins back into those areas where too much was taken out of those seam allowances. Want it just right? Because I know everybody's looking at it. I don't know if they really would see it, you know, on stage as far back everybody else is, but I know it's there. And it can be anywhere from about 80 to 100 hours for a costume. That's great. It's filled in very nicely. Yeah. It goes around his neck, and of course it'll be seamed in, and it'll come down around here. I go down the week of the concert then, and I fit it with Mike. Hey, Mike.
How are you, Lois?
I'm doing good. I got some goodies for you again. Did you want some glitz down the leg again? You wanted mirrors? I found these. They're crystallized buttons. That little bling once in a while when the cameras hit it, so you get a little extra sparkle, okay?
Nothing like a little extra sparkle.
Yeah, you don't have enough yet, do you?
I made a little difference to age, so now this is subtle.
Oh, there's probably about 20 to 25 hours left. Sleepless nights to get it done and stuff at the last minute. It just kind of takes my breath away, you know, the first couple of minutes until I get used to that it's on stage. It just stands out there amongst all that sea of red, you know, with his glitzy outfits on.
Where else can you see an old man wearing sequin clothes?
It's fun to see it when it's all done, when it finally goes together.
We'll see you real soon in Orange, Wisconsin.